Now, Velcro, or probably more better in the BBC, hook loop fasteners is an incredibly useful thing. They're actually inspired by a natural means of distributing seeds, the burrs, which catch on to sort of dogs' coats, and work their way in, and then eventually they fall out and distribute the seeds where the dogs walked off to a couple of weeks later.
Is that really where the idea came from?
Yeah, it was a Swiss scientist was actually found his dog was completely full of burrs, and he was getting fed up with picking them out, and he suddenly thought, ha-ha, this might come in handy.
And he borrowed this.
And he borrowed this. But up till now, all the Velcro that you see is made out of basically polymers or things which don't work at very high temperatures. And they're pretty strong, but as soon as you put them in a hot car engine or around the exhaust, then they're going to melt and stop working very well. Now, however, a group led by Joseph Mayer at the Technical University of Munich has discovered something rather tougher. He's made steel Velcro.
Good grief. Really?
Yeah, he's taken 0.2mm steel sheet and then pressed through to make little structures in it. He's got two different types. One type is basically looks like normal Velcro. They push lots of loops through on one side of the steel Velcro. He gets another one and he pushes through little spikes. They're not quite like hooks like normal Velcro, but they're kind of like wiggly spikes. And you push these wiggly spikes in between the hoop. Loops, it will stick quite nicely. And
you can you peel it off again?
And you can just peel it off again without any tools.
Many times or only work once?
The first four or five times it does lose a bit of strength. It loses maybe a fifth of the original strength. But after that, then it as often as you like.
Wow. So what could you use it for?
Well, they're suggesting for actually sort of manufacturing cars, because there's lots of things which are screwed into a car and that takes a while. You need a tool and it takes ages to screw in. So instead you could just sort of Velcro it on. So maybe Velcro on the lights or Velcro on your exhaust system. And if you need to change it quickly, just sort of unzip the Velcro, take the exhaust out and zip
it.
Puts
a whole new spin on sort of cut and shut cars, doesn't it? They wouldn't bother welding them together in future. They just Velcro two halves together.
Possibly.
Is this marketable? When can we expect to see this in the market?
There is a company making the stuff. I expect, as with everything, it'll probably be in fairly specialised uses to start with, but there's no reason in the next few years.
Or maybe even space?
Velcro is used in... Conventional Velcro is used in space. They use it for, like, attaching all the tools floating around. But possibly, yeah.
Well, I don't think I'd want to buy my car from where you're getting yours from, Chris.